There we go. You got this. Just 10 more. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, done. Great job. Now, next is. I'm fine. Let's keep going. My breathing is normal. So is my sweating. And I'm not wriggling around, as you say. Don't worry. Now, let's continue. I said I'm fine. Let's continue. You're ending the session? Don't make me laugh. You've never left a single session of ours early. You worried about my well-being? Listen, as much as I appreciate your concern, I'm not in any danger. But since you seem so concerned about me, let's end early today. We'll pick up back in 2 days' time. See you then. Oh, goddess. His scent alone drives me into a frenzy. Took every last inch of my willpower to not rip his clothes off and have him breathe me right there on the floor. Why did mating season have to start now of all possible times? Lately, it's becoming harder than ever to control my lust. I can't believe a human of all beings has my honey flowing out like a river. But I can tell, if he bedded me, I'd easily become his... Maybe... This is a sign from the goddess to throw caution to the wind and make him my mate. It is why I came to this planet after all. And if he truly is my perfect mate, then he won't be like the other weaklings I've laid with on this planet. All my passion, my desire, my lust, he'd take it, overpower it, and then use it against me. That's it. I've decided. I will see if he's the one I've been looking for. And if I recall correctly, he spends an hour in the sauna to cleanse himself after every session of ours. Now, where is the fucking manager? Had a feeling you were in here. Oh, no. Don't go. Sit. Relax. I've convinced the gym manager to let us have some alone time, so we won't get in trouble. I can see why you come to these after every session. This is very relaxing. Reminds me of the hot springs we have back home. You don't mind if I get closer, do you? Good. Look, I wanted to apologize for being so rude towards you earlier. I honestly didn't mean to laugh at your genuine concern for my well-being. I'm just not used to smaller beings like yourself being worried about my health. It's usually the other way around. But I really do appreciate it. More than you know. So, I think I should tell you why I was acting so unusual earlier. I figured I owed you an explanation. You see, I'm in heat. It's currently mating season for us orcs, so our sex drives are increased tenfold, which is saying a lot because I'm already at the absolute top of the fucking sex chain. And well, the way we find our mates is by scent. Whoever has the most powerful scent, the kind that just drives us wild and forces us to get ready to mate on the spot, is the one that we're meant to mate with. And of course, apparently for me, that person is you. Yes, I'm serious. I think you might be my ideal mate, actually. We'd have to officially find out through sex, but I can tell just from your smell. Well, the way I can smell your... I think you humans call it testosterone. Off of your sweat is the most dominant smell I've ever come across. It just takes a hold of me and leaves me quivering and makes me a mess, especially down there. I know, I'm getting a bit too close. That's the point. You worry too much. Just relax, human. Oops. Seems like that tiny little towel I just had fell off. Now, it's all soaked and dirty from falling to the ground. I guess I'll have no choice but to stay naked in here. You don't mind, do you? I know my 8-foot-tall naked frame might be a bit distracting to someone who's trying to relax, seeing the sweat roll off my muscular yet supple frame. Just look at these two beads of sweat, starting at my smooth, soft neck, trickling down in massive breasts. Hanging on my erect nipples, traveling through my tight, toned abs, and look where they fell to. All the way down to my wet quim to join the rest of the river of sex juices that's currently flooding out of me as we speak. I didn't even mention the other beads of sweat traveling down my strong, muscular back to my huge, soft, meaty, plump cheeks, or my thick, powerful thighs that could easily crush you if I willed it so. Let me just spread my legs to give you a better view. See how inviting my thighs are? And my absolutely soaked pussy. Told you I wasn't lying about my juices flowing out like a river. Doesn't seeing this just make you want to swim in my river? Swim all the way upstream until you reach the top where you can just shoot out your screams of triumph. Looks like you do. Even your friend down there seems to be warming up to the idea. I thought so. Now, come here. Mm. You don't mind that I'm taller, do you? I know how humans have a silly notion that the male always has to be taller than the female, but I honestly don't care. I'm already one of the tallest orcs in the history of our people, so everyone is shorter than me anyway. You don't. Good. I actually like kissing you while holding you in my arms like that. It feels right. No, let me get on my knees and see what I'm working with today. Oh my goddess, it's as big as an orc chick. I kind of like your color more though. Wow, kneeling right under it, having it cast a shadow on my face. This is a mountain of a cock. Seeing those beads of sweat just roll off of it, going down those thick, pulsating veins like a trail. I'm landing right on my face. Those jewels of yours, the size of them, and the way they hang so low. It's as if they're saying, get us high and tight, and we promise you we'll mercilessly drown every single one of your ovum in a seed. And the pheromones emanating from it. Goddess, I'm getting too impatient. Sorry to treat you like this. I was gonna suck on it and find those pheromones coming from your human genitals alone have brought me to the brink of orgasm. I must have it. Now. Oh, by goddess, you fit me perfectly. It's downright madness how it seems like we were made for each other. I can't believe my perfect mate is a human all along. I'm so glad that Unification Act exists. As much as I enjoy this, the whole purpose of this was to find myself a proper mate. And as long as you are, I will not accept someone who just lays down and takes it like you're doing right now. Listen, I understand that my work ones are wetter and tighter than a female human's vagina, and that's it's expertly working over every single inch of your beastly fucking cock of yours. But have you have to do something. Don't prove my instincts wrong about you being my perfect mate. Go on and attack. Should I go slow? Loving the caress of the human cock. Hugging and slowly grinding on it to make sure every single spot of it is covered in my wet love juices. Or should I go like this? Just finally slamming my cunt on it. Using your magnificent cock as a dildo. Not even fucking caring about your well-being. Just using you as a sex toy to get me off. What will it be? You better than quick, because the way I'm going, your pelvic bone is gonna break it very soon. And I will break your pelvic bone. I only care about my pleasure right now. Why should I care about the pleasure of another weakling like you? On this miserable excuse for a planet. A real dominant male would have grabbed me and taken control long before now. Maybe I just chose the wrong planet. Seems like all the males here are just submissive, lazy pieces of bloodstone. Yes, yes. There we go. Grab my hips and stab me into that gargantuan human dick. Make me take a You like how my wet hot orc pussy sucks you in? I'm gonna let you go. I'm not even doing that. It's gripping onto you by itself. That means consciously, deep down inside, I've already accepted you as my mate. My mind, body, and soul all yearn for you to take me and claim me as your cellmate. I'm having you my entire body on a silver plate. All you have to do is dominate me. Dominate me now. Oh my goodness, your strength. He just picked me up and slammed me on my back like it was nothing. Just like how I trained you to lift heavy things. Oh, I know you're pinning my feet behind my head with your hands while you drill me in so deep. Using the same push-up technique that I taught you when you first started. Such a good student. How are they? Do my big soft tits taste good? This is my sweat hat. And the flavor? Let me taste too. Share a nipple with me. Goddess, you're so deep that you're pounding into my cervix. Fuck, it's too much. No, keep going. My cannons of female orc cervix is actually a rocky stone. Constantly hitting it gives me immense pleasure. So please, pound away at it. It'll only make me come even faster. Oh my goddess, that's above your cock just popped right into my cervix. Fuck, if you come now, it will directly hit my womb. You're starting to get close. Good. Remember what I said earlier about your jewels and how they promised to drown my insights? Listen to them. Heed their words. Make sure to aim directly at the deepest part of me. All blast into me. Let your tidal wave of semen capsize and drown my eggs like a poor little dingy in the middle of a torrential storm. Make your little swimmers come into my ovum. Ravish every single inch of my inside and mark me as yours now and forever. I feel it. I can feel it. I can feel you rapidly pulsate as you spurt out shot after shot of that big hot load directly in my womb. Your semen, I feel so heavy. It's so dense. Oh my goddess, and now you're even continuing to pump away at me as you ejaculate. Yes, I admit defeat. Your seed has made my womb their new home. I fully accept you. All of your soldiers will need them safe and secure inside my feminine fortress. The simulation, it's too much. I can't handle. I'm coming.
What? Where am I? What happened? We're still in the sauna?
Oh, goddess. I think you pleasured me to such an extent that I passed out. Oh, I can feel every last drop that you pumped into me. Feels like my womb is glued shut from how thick your cum is. To make me go unconscious from the pleasure takes an insurmountable amount of sexual knowledge and dominance, especially considering you're just a human. I mean, we're two entirely different races. You truly are fit to rule my empires, King. Oh, that's right. I never told you. I'm actually the orc princess of the Vatan dynasty. Her family encourages cross-species breeding and sent me here 4 years ago to find and secure a mate that I believed would be worthy of becoming king. Yeah, just a small detail that I forgot to mention. Well, I mean, I obviously didn't want to tell you. I mean, I didn't want to tell you at first because I've scared off some potential suitors telling them that before we were going to mate, and the other beings I've mated with neither satisfied me nor pumped out a load as massive as yours. But I do sincerely apologize for not being truthful to you from the start. I never really thought of you that way, up until recently when all your hard work and training with me started to pay off. It was wrong of me to withhold that information from you, but this much is true. I've always admired you, and I've always been inspired by you. From how you never missed a day or complained, to that burning desire in your eyes to want to be the best man that you could possibly ever be. Seeing that made me admire you, and now I think I might even love you. Can you ever forgive me for deceiving you? You do? And you want to come back with me as king? Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, goddess. Oh, I came again. I think it's finally happening. Apologies, but that time I came because I could feel your potent human sperm penetrate my ovum, and judging from how good it felt, I'd say we're having quadruplets. So, now that you've agreed to rule beside me as king, we must head back to our kingdom at once. Well, female orcs have a 3-month birth cycle, so we have to travel back to the Vatan Kingdom immediately to prepare for our new dynasty. Thank you, my love.